Well, Adam, first of all, a 2-0 loss for the side away at Braintree. How do you sum the result and performance up?
Obviously disappointed. Two set pieces have done us today. We pride ourselves on being organised, and we have been disappointed. Things like that. You could be brighter. Unfortunately, on the day, it's cost us. We had chances early on to take the lead. Sometimes those things go against you. I said the build up to this game that we've got a lot of hard work to do. So we've got a long way to go. Some tough games coming up. And we'll continue to do from day one that we set off and set off on the journey, that we'll continue to try and do the right things, and hopefully come the end of the season we'll be where we want to be.
Going in at half time 0-0, it seemed to be going okay, the pace of the game going okay, and then second half it just didn't seem to get going really for the side.
It's easy to say that, you know, because you've got beat 2-0. Two set pieces have done us. A few chances again second half, but when you're losing 2-0, nobody sees that side of it. Obviously, you know, it also gives the other team an ascendancy to pick up and keep coming at you. So yeah, very disappointed. Like I said, we'll get ourselves right. We're always going to have setbacks. We've had a lot of setbacks all since we've set off, and I'm sure there'll be maybe a few more. We'll just have to keep plugging away and look at how we react next week.
Adam Boyes led the line today, obviously with Jake Cassidy's suspension. He created a few chances for himself as well.
Yeah, I thought he did okay. It's been tough for Boise. He should feel a bit hard done by at times, but he's a major part of the squad, and that, you know, he's. Today he's come in after not playing for a little while, and you know, he's done okay. So, you know, that I've said from day one that everybody has to be part of that, and you know, that'll continue. It always is in football, and everybody has to be part of success, and everybody has to be part of failure. So we'll see how we go, and like I say, we build and prepare for the next game.
And how big a boost is it to have Danny East back in the squad? Because obviously he's had quite a long time out with injury.
Yeah, anybody coming back into the squad's a boost. You know, we've lost a few, and anybody that joins as part of the squad is massive for us, that we have good people and good players fighting for a shirt. And that's how it's got to be, and it will always be. Well, I've ever got anything to do with it. So, like I said, the more good players and good people that we've got to select, then can only be good for us as a club.
And it's Tranmere next. It's going to be a crucial game, a big attendance at Nevermore Park as well. A game, though, that with a lot on the line for both teams.
Yeah. They're all big games. And I don't, to be honest, I don't see why anybody should differentiate today's game is any different to Monday's, and it's one of my pet hates, really. Everybody knows how hard it is to pick points up in this division, and if you're not right on any one time, you won't get anything out of it. So, yeah, whoever you're playing, it disappoints me when people actually, you know, because it's Tranmere Rovers, people disrespect other teams in like, you know, Braintree, and because they're very tough places to come, and they've done well and done a job on us today, and fair play to them. And like I've always said, that every game, like I said, that we take part in is as tough as any other. So different names and clubs mean nothing to me. All I need to do is focus on Guiseley, and like I said, we fell short today.